Lane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday, 7th of May. Sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Planets are asking us to
make hay while the
sun shines. And here it comes, the planet.
Sun, identity, shining on / amusing Mars, action.
Okay, let's see how that goes.
On the one hand, we have a man of words but not of deeds is like a garden full of weeds, alert. On the other hand, we have a climate that doesn't necessarily support those deeds, even though everyone and their mother agrees that attention must be paid and something must be done, sooner the better. Give it a day or two and see what shakes down before deciding upon the appropriate next step. In the meantime, skip merrily along, graciously declining any invitations to snark, irk, nitpick, complain, look at the downside, accentuate the negative, wallow in misgivings, challenge people to duels, and generally make a nuisance of yourself. These planets are, to put it mildly, a not particularly docile bunch, and as such, Murphy's Law is being invoked, although there will be no curfew on humor or finding assorted methods of appreciating the ridiculous. Lastly, be aware, the planets are inviting you to think boldly and will be along to find out what you want imminently. So as always, the clearer you are, the more easily it will go.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the sun, amusing Mars.
Taurus, Leo, Pisces, Aries.
And if one's birthday, 7th of May.
Even though you are brimming with ideas to advance your creative and commercial program and are theoretically open to new approaches for executing them, concentrate on finding the most direct route to these objectives. Doing the emotional or professional equivalent of going from Hartford to Miami via Auckland, New Zealand, although excellent for mileage, likely won't be so hot for your efficiency rating.
Oh, yeah. Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.